Hello, everyone, and welcome to Snapshot Reality, where we're going to explore digital trends on our lives. I'm your host, Olivia Todd, and today we'll be diving into selfie culture and how that has affected beauty standards and what that means for women. So today's culture is very interesting, especially online and in the digital world. Every time we open social media, we see selfies, group photos, and everything alike. Selfies are everywhere. With a click, we can capture moments and share them with the world. It's fun, it's engaging, but there's a darker side to this phenomenon. With social media, we now have the power to control how we present ourselves, and in some cases, write or upload a completely new narrative about ourselves. While these trends can be fun, they can also set some unrealistic beauty standards. In Intro to Digital Media, Goffman uses theater as a metaphor to describe how people perform their identity in public. This section continued to explain that when we're online, people can reconstruct themselves entirely. I think this can relate back to the rise of unattainable beauty standards. When we see overly filtered or Photoshopped selfies and pictures, we see the best version of someone. And when an already insecure person sees these, it feeds into their self-objectification and constant comparison to how someone looks. And when we talk about self-objectification, specifically for this for women, it means like when women are constantly observing and comparing themselves to other people, self-objectification comes into play. The theory proposes that both women and girls are acculturated to internalize a third-person view of their bodies as the main way to think about themselves. This internalization leads to heavy body monitoring, where an individual will monitor their bodies as they believe outside observers do, placing greater emphasis on how they look rather than how they feel. And this definition I just read to you came from Vera Johnson. She wrote an article called Internalizing Beauty Ideals, and she goes really into talking about like objectification theory. And I think this can relate back to digital media because we're constantly comparing ourselves to how people look and how we should look like them. And it's fostering this negative impact on young girls. And in a lot of cases, they lead to disordered eating. So instead of a platform where it promotes like showing your true authentic self, we've created an environment that is extremely harmful towards women. And I really think platforms like Instagram and TikTok are major players in this game because algorithms, they prioritize posts that get high engagement, which often means promoting images that show these unattainable beauty standards. And I think what they need to start doing is curating an algorithm that shows multiple different diverse body types and promote pages that advocate for body positivity or just generally feeling good in your own skin. I think that's all the time I have for today. Thank you for listening.